You're through to Sky. We'll be with you as quickly as we can. To keep improving our service, we do record some calls.
So do I.
Hey, it's through to Sky, the home of high definition. You're speaking to Smitha. How can I help you?
I've had an email saying that you need to confirm something about my order.
All right, no hurry. Help me with the order reference number, please.
Yeah, hang on. 0802. SAIU. 990. 11676.
Thank you. My name is Smitha and I'm from Sky. Just to let you know, this call will be recorded for quality assurance and compliance purposes. I reconfirm the number is 0802 Sierra Alpha India Uniform 9901 1676.
Okay.
Give me a moment. Just let me check if there's a. Can pull up your application for you. Just bear with me. Well, the order is awaiting in the manual process. Yes, yeah, with the back-end team. Your order is not coming up on my screen at the moment. When have you gone online to book this order?
A few minutes ago.
Sorry?
A few minutes ago.
Yeah, so it's awaiting manual process with the back-end team. Your order will be processed, all right, within 24 hours.
Okay, but it...
call back.
It says we urgently need to confirm some details before we can proceed.
Yeah, what happens is when you go online and book the order, by default, Sky informs you to give us a call back, yeah?
So do you need to confirm some details or not? Sorry.
No, we don't need as such. Your order will be processed because it's just 3 minutes back, yeah? It's with the back-end team. The order will go through for you.
So you sent me an email saying you need to confirm details, even though you don't, and got me to phone an expensive number.
I'm trying to tell you that. That your order will be processed. Your order is not coming up on my screen, yeah?
Okay.
It's not coming up on my system, so I'm not able to help you out for that. It's with the back-end team. There's a message being put up on the screen. So the order will definitely go through, yeah?
Okay, but I'm just wondering why you got me to waste my time phoning a number on the pretext of confirming some details when you didn't need to confirm some details. It doesn't make sense.
May I know your first and last name?
Adrian Kennard.
Sorry?
Adrian Kennard.
Adrian. Well, Adrian, it's... sorry, can I call you with your first name?
Yes.
Can I call you with your first name? Yeah, all right. Well, Adrian, see, I'm telling you, it's by default we request you to give us a call back. So...
So when you say you urgently need to confirm some details, that was a lie. Is that correct? Was that a lie or was it true?
It's true. We request...
You do need to confirm details. What details do you need to confirm?
But your order is not coming up on my screen at the moment.
So do you or do you not need to confirm some details urgently?
I don't require.
So it was a lie. You lied to me and got me to phone an expensive number on a lie. That is not on. That really isn't acceptable.
Well, your order will be processed, okay?
Good, I'm glad. So why did you lie to me saying you needed to confirm details? Who do I complain to?
You can put your complaint to the customer service for that, okay?
I bet that's another expensive number, isn't it?
Because we are booking agents. We only book orders if it comes up on our system, yeah? So your order is not coming. It's showing it's coming. You're waiting with the manual process. It's still in the process. And I'm trying to tell you that by default, your order...
So you lie by default. By default, you ask people to phone even though you don't need them to. So this is an automatic lie that you send out. It's not good enough. Why lie to people? Why make them waste their time phoning a number that they don't need to phone? It's just not on. It's not acceptable. I'll want a refund for the cost of this call. You've got my details. Make sure I get refunded.
Yeah.
Okay? Bye.